Blackstone Audio presents The Romanoff Bride by Robert Alexander.
4 L and P, who continually teach me what really matters. Prologue. Solovetsky Islands, White Sea, USSR, October 1936. I know that when you get right down to it, people are not that easy to kill. And as I'm sure you are well aware, murder's a very messy business. It really is. Oh, sometimes you get lucky with a single bullet, say, right in the temple, or the proper angle of a knife shoved into a chest. But there's always a struggle, usually some screaming, and then there's always that mess, the blood, the splatter, the waste that comes falling out. Trust me, things get ugly even if you use poison. So no, I can't say I ever enjoyed killing. I only did it for the revolution, because it was necessary to clean the viper's den, because it was the only way to change things for the better, because there was no other way to move our country forward to socialism. As our great comrade Lenin said, wait now, how does it go? Oh, yes. There are no morals in politics, only expedience. Yes, that's what comrade Lenin himself said, and I can't say that I disagree with that, not at all. In any case, how else were we to throw off the yokes of Tsarist oppression and capitalism, except with violence? Pavel picked up a stick and started poking at the campfire. But excuse me, I'm wandering.
No, no.